Western European leaders, drunk on delusional ideas of a final victory, keep pushing for more massive aid packages and military escalation, even as Ukraine's top leadership is mired in scandals, including that involving the theft of at least $100 million in war funds. Senior officials have been caught in kickback schemes and extravagant spending, including the now infamous gold-plated toilet found during raids. But still, Kiev puts the begging bowl out for more Western money. Despite resignations and ongoing probes into the grotesque nature of theft, the flow of European tax funds shows no sign of slowing. But why? Well, Western Europe's leadership appears increasingly adrift from reality, and now is even turning to the specter of conscripting its own male population, not as some measured response to a distant threat, but is in reality a crutch for internal disarray. In France, for example, where economic pressures and political fragmentation, well, they have eroded deeply the public trust in government. And this delusion is now reaching a crescendo, as top general Fabien Mandon's November admonition that the nation must prepare to lose its children in a potential conflict with Russia. And this underscores the desperate and deluded bid to rally the resolve of a deeply apathetic population now staring down the barrel of institutionalized theft of prosperity and having little faith in the future of their country. This continental chorus of deranged saber-rattling is in fact a revelation of a much deeper malaise. Leaders, some elected, some not, as in the case of the EU, unmoored by prosperity's end in Europe, now invoke military readiness to paper over complete and total failures in diplomacy, integration, and economic vitality. But this war, the Ukraine war, has and will show that these self-appointed emperors are in fact wearing no clothes. In that, scenes from the battlefields of Ukraine, the evaporation of social cohesion, and of nations being made into economic zones make it clear. Nothing will force Western European men into boots to fight for things like the stocks of defense companies. Millions of young Western men have watched in real time what happens to the human body on a modern battlefield, and that genie is out of the bottle. Moreover, COVID overreach, endless censorship and thought control, and most importantly, having no hope for the future of their countries, has already caused institutional trust to evaporate. And most hilariously of all, 3 years of being told that Russia was collapsing and fighting with shovels while Ukraine was winning is now being followed by a quiet capitulation deal that hands Putin everything he wanted to begin with. And this cannot be buried under celebrity gossip, influencer paid propaganda, nor mindless cattle sports ball matches. Nobody is going to convince those they tell to die that the job still needs to be finished, that victory is still at hand if just more men are droned for more golden toilets. Put simply, the West just lost a proxy war fought with Eastern European lives, but hope to continue it indefinitely with Western European lives. And this is the final and definitive proof for ordinary people that they are expendable pawns to governments that for decades have shown them nothing but contempt. Also, and very importantly, awareness of who really runs things is now at an all-time high and is still climbing. That spell is broken and it's not coming back. That shattered trust is why the old model of mass conscription that is being demanded by Western elites is dead. And ironically enough, Ukraine proves the case. With every month Russia takes more land, Kiev has nothing left to bargain with except larger concessions. Yet to keep the war going, the Zelensky regime and its armada of death vans must busify and kidnap its own men off the streets as no one now is stupid enough to volunteer. Put simply, when a regime has to press gang its citizens, the population has already decided that the nation, in its current form, is not worth dying for. But Western regimes now face the exact same problem, only worse. For 50 years, young men have been lectured that patriotism is fascism, violence is never the answer, borders are immoral, and nationhood is outdated. Well, at the same time, family formation has been made impossible, homes were financialized out of reach, and mass, unrelenting, demographically transformative migration has turned nations into economic zones, and zones whose native sons are openly told they will be replaced, and no objection to their replacement will be tolerated. The same elites who spent decades insisting that their own men have no stake in anything now demand that they die to protect GDP, mass migration, and pronoun laws. But it won't work. There are no spoils left, no land, no loot, no promise of defending your own village from pillage, only the guarantee of becoming another clip in a drone kill compilation. Men who have nothing cannot be shamed, bribed, or threatened into meaningful sacrifice. Even prison loses its sting when civilian life already resembles a slow-motion execution of a society you are being told to die for. For all intent and purpose, large-scale coercion will meet immediate resistance from day one. This is why World War III, that has already begun, will not look like World War II. As this war currently being fought is being waged through the womb, ballots, migration flows, and cultural subversion. In fact, kinetic peer warfare requiring millions of motivated infantrymen is unnecessary for Western regimes when the same goals can be achieved by importing a new population and terraforming the country from within. By the time the remnants of the historic nations notice, there will no longer be a cohesive we left to fight with or for, and no one will be willing to die for an economic zone that is no longer their nation. While World War III may have already begun, nobody, at least in the West, will show up. The age of mass armies in the West is over, not because men are cowards, but because the societies that once commanded their loyalty committed suicide and then expected the men to march along with the corpse of their own nation. The drone footage from Ukraine was merely the epitaph. So what do you think? Leave me your thoughts in the comment section below. Also, remember to check to see that you are still subscribed. Also, if you'd like to help the channel, ways of doing so are in the description. It'd be very much appreciated. And with that, I will see you in the next video. Bye for now.